It's not complicated. Call it creative. Call it art. Call it design. It's the Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
Oh my gosh, Nancy, how long has it been?
I haven't seen you in I don't know how long.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Design Coach, I think so, right here on Lake 96.1.
Yes, you still have a job.
With your host, Philip Sassano. Thank you, Nancy. It is so good to be in studio today.
It's good to see you.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's been kind of a, man, what a crazy run since before Thanksgiving. I think the name of the show is just going to be a catch up with the coach, because
sure,
at this particular point, I don't really know any other way to proceed other than to sort of catch everybody up on a few things that are happening, not only in our world, but also just in general in the world of design that I'm seeing that's set up for a really interesting 2026.
Well, I definitely have a question about something that I have been told before that we...
You're gonna upset me.
That's pretty lame.
I'm really chill and I'm in the holiday spirit, and I know you're gonna upset me right now.
Well, I have a feeling you're probably gonna include it anyway, and maybe I don't need to bring it up, but
I think I know where you're going.
I'm just.
Does it have to do with a certain color? Does it have to do with a certain designation of a color?
Yes.
A certain elevation of a color.
Right. Or lack thereof.
Go ahead, lay it on everybody. Everybody knows where you're going.
The color of the year for 2026.
Yeah, this Pantone color of the year being white.
White. First of all, white, not a color. White is the absence of all colors.
Well, yes. It's worse than that.
It's worse than that. I know.
It's worse than that. It is. So I don't know, and I don't know if it's if. Okay, because here's the deal. I didn't want to get upset, but now I'm going to get hyped.
I know.
Now
you know. That's why I did it at the beginning of the show.
You did this intentionally. Yeah, you led with this intentionally. It's okay. I will absolutely field this. I think we should talk about it. Here's what I think is ridiculous about the suggestion. First of all, I already thought the color of the year was ridiculous.
Right.
Okay.
Just the theory of having a color of the year.
Yeah.
Because all the colors should be the color of the year.
It's completely antithetical to the way that I look at color.
Right.
You know, I look at color like kind of like matchmaking. You know, whether you're trying to, because I love all colors.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have really come around. Like I have really come around to... I probably for the longest time had some very some very visceral reactions to some colors where I was mm-hmm. like, no. And I have really, I think probably in the past 10 to 15 years, really understood from an artistic perspective how to apply them in the right percentages
right.
to make really any color you'd like to use sing.
Right.
Like but white. I don't know if the suggestion is completely tone deaf, right? Because the swing in all of this is away from all
neutral.
Of that.
All neutrals.
Like,
yeah.
If you haven't noticed colors making a comeback, and if you're not part of that, then you're,
you work for Pantone.
But then your interior is just going to feel like unbelievably clinical.
You know who's excited about this is your friend.
Who?
The minimalist guy.
Oh, yeah. Joshua Becker?
Yeah.
He probably paid them off. He probably bribed Pantone to be like, listen, I will give you X amount of money and I will be your spokesperson.
Oh, God.
I will be in my jeans and my white t-shirt.
In my white room with my white
Pantone
furniture
white.
And my
yes,
white
Joshua
rug.
Joshua Becker. Unbelievable. I don't know. I just found it to be really sort of like institutionally and artistically and creatively
lazy.
Tone deaf.
Lazy. It's lazy.
I mean, listen, here you are Pantone, right? And you're like, or Benjamin Moore, whoever's, listen, there's a lot of people who are getting on this bandwagon of color of the year, right? Sherwin-Williams or whoever it is, right? So, I mean, I'm gonna lump them all together.
Okay, but you can give them credit when it's not white, when it's actual color.
No, I can't even give them credit then, because it's not one color should be highlighted to the forefront.
It should be.
And I know, listen, yeah. I know why they do it, but it's either a combination of like clickbait, and, you know, mm-hmm. like, we got to, like, you know, push the mauve, you know, push the veal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not selling enough white. Push the white. Tell everybody that's the trend. You know
we don't
want
to mix any colors
and then the
this year.
Thing, the creative collective sheep, you know, come walking into the paint store and decide that they're going to get on the bandwagon and they're going to pitch white. And I think, I just don't think, there's a lot of backlash.
Yeah,
I bet. A lot of backlash. It's not hitting.
It's lazy.
It might be lazy, but it might just, and I don't, I mean, listen, I know that they give the artistic and the creative statement behind it, but I can give you an artistic and creative statement behind any color.
Right.
And I can find a way to make and weave that in. In fact, that is what makes the world of color so fascinating, is that there are so many.
Right.
Like, that's what makes it actually like a confetti of creativity, is that you have so much to choose from. It is
whatever you want.
The color palette is what I have referred to on a number of different occasions and circumstances as the burden of abundance. You have so many amazing combinations and so many amazing combinations within certain percentages that to elevate white, I think they would be better. Okay, here's my suggestion, because I agree with you. I think it's a ridiculous suggestion, and I don't really care how that lands. I think a better play would be palette of the year.
That's what I was going to say, the combination of the year. Right.
Or palettes.
Right.
You know, like, hey, there's been a movement towards this or a movement towards that.
And combining these. And
like, if you haven't really been noticing, you know, the death of the grayish interior, you know, gray beige, the death of neutral has been something that has been happening for a while. And it's just happened to coincide with possibly the death of Restoration Hardware. However.
Oh.
Which we talked about, the fact that, you know, that entire catalog I just did receive again.
Yeah.
That thick book.
Yeah.
That looks like it's killed like half a forest.
Right.
Right. And it's all neutrals. And so I think what we're finding is in this conversation, at least today, from my perspective, man, it is unbelievably frustrating to sort of see the disconnect between where the love, the creativity, the interest is in what I call really sophisticated layered palettes that make just rooms like unbelievably dynamic.
Right.
And then this like this sea of just like vanilla, where like it would be like walking into the ice cream store and be like, well, I got vanilla. What do you mean? You don't have any other flavor? No, I got vanilla, vanilla bean. I got vanilla coffee. I got vanilla caramel. I got vanilla pistachio. But they're all vanilla. Yeah, but they're slightly different. Like,
no,
you know, there's coffee in this one, pistachio in this one, and then I got vanilla banana. But then I got vanilla, you know, vanilla peanut butter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
there's
but
no
it's still
chocolate.
Vanilla. It's still vanilla, right? It's like, it doesn't matter how many times you parse out an, you know, some sort of like derivative of a neutral. Right.
It's and still then, neutral.
And to pick white as like, it was just like such a, like a, oh, it made me laugh and angry simultaneously.
Maybe they just decided not to be relevant for a year. Maybe they needed some downtime. Maybe they needed a vacation.
I think they're already getting there. I think here's what's interesting is I'm noticing in the conversation, this is what's been so exciting. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at our feed lately, but if you look at some of our feeds on the rooms that we're creating for clients, there is this appetite coming back for bold.
Good.
Striking, rich.
Energetic.
Lively.
Yeah.
I would just say like giving spaces personality, and the main ingredient is color. Like color. Like go look at the Design Coach on Instagram or any of our social media platforms or even our website and go take a look at some of the projects that we're executing. The appetite for color is really beginning to skyrocket.
Yeah.
I mean, you're seeing it come back even in the basic, like here's an example. You're seeing it come back in even places like Wayfair.
Yeah.
You know, you're seeing, you know, the plaid sofas pop up in the feeds. You're seeing all of these elements pop up that are sort of this celebration of color. And that's really exciting. And I think, you know, there's this term in design called maximalist interiors.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, I think what's interesting about the exploration of that is Christmas is really all about that, right? I mean, the Christmas and holiday season is all about, like I've said, like no rules.
Nope.
Throw it all up. Like, and everybody loves their, I mean, everybody, what's great is it's the ultimate end of year Band-Aid. from a decorative perspective. Like, yes, any flaws or design issues that you have are solved with lights, garland, and bows at this particular juncture.
And the mental impact is huge, mm-hmm. okay? Because
it is.
I'm going to give you this very quick example. And yes, it's about my house and how old it is, blah, blah, blah. you know, we are painstakingly going through this house and redoing different rooms and, you know, upgrading it and all that. So our front living room, which is a beautiful room with this beautiful front window and a bench in it, and, you know, in that front window.
Sounds great.
And it's just a really big, tall ceilings, all that kind of stuff. So it was the staging room. It was the room for boxes and all that. And we finally were like, okay, this room has to be livable. So we moved boxes out. We got enough of them unpacked that we were able to, you know, move everything. And I said, because this is where the Christmas stuff needs to go. Mm-hmm. So we went to storage and we got all my Christmas stuff that I could find. Now, this is from, you know, years of stuff that I've lived in this tiny house and I couldn't use because I moved at one point from a 4-bedroom, 3-story farmhouse where I had Christmas decor in every inch of the house.
You really did have, I mean, the way you describe it in the pictures that you've been showing me over the years is mm-hmm. you go all out.
I do. But I haven't been able to because we had that, you know, the little time.
And are you settled in now?
Well.
Like, are you decorated now?
For Christmas.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But you know what inevitably comes with that. Inevitably.
What?
The de-Christmas.
Oh, well, I know.
You know that.
But we emptied out that room. Mm-hmm. I bought a new tree because I didn't have a tall enough tree for that room because mm-hmm. it's, you know, 10-foot ceilings. And,
sure.
Right. Bought a new beautiful pre-lit tree.
Great.
So I put the tree in the front of the window to the side. Mm-hmm. I put a smaller tree in that window as well on that bench. Mm-hmm. So they're almost kind of the same height with just a little bit of a difference. Mm-hmm. I put my Christmas village there on the bench with all of its, you know, lights and houses that light up and everything. I've got, you know, things in the window and stuff. That looks like a snow globe if you look at it from the outside.
Sure.
And then all the windows have some lights in them, all kinds of stuff. My mood and my temperament after I did that, and when I go home at night and we put lights on the outside, on the gutters, perfectly straight. They're absolutely gorgeous. I put a lit Christmas tree on the upstairs balcony outside.
Good for you.
Oh, my God.
But you're so right about that. Julie and I just came through a phase of construction.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we have a longer road ahead for things like we're creating a scullery, which is like a almost like a secondary kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a morning room mm-hmm. where we'll be able to, like, you know, it's where you also do your laundry, but you also maybe have like your coffee bar in there.
Right.
Like, we're creating
right.
a scullery that's sort of like a secondary kitchen, which is really exciting.
I mean, we got to talk about that because I have that idea in my head for my house.
It's really great. Like, and we're working with some great partners to be able to make it happen. And, you know, like, we're working with this company called Trim Tech, who's just going to be doing our cabinetry. And, you know, it's really exciting to sort of work with Bobby and his team mm-hmm. out there to just really sort of craft this one-of-a-kind space. But we also, you know, we're looking at some of the mechanicals. We're looking at the electrical. And we're working with, you know, Blue Ribbon Electric. And we're working with some of these teams that are coming in and really giving us really good guidance. And we finally, right before the holiday season, we were able to, like, kind of like patch and paint
mm-hmm.
and at least get to a level set. Now, listen,
right.
We still have to replace the floors and we still have to redo the kitchen. But we got to a level set and we got to a level set to the point where the Christmas decorations could go in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're right. Coming home and just sort of turning on the garland.
Yep.
And turning on the lights. Like, there is a part of that. That when Julie and I did blitz it, we actually did this for the first time. I think we tried to get it all done in like one day.
Yeah.
We got 90% there. We got to everything.
Yeah.
We got to everything.
That's what I did.
We got to everything except like the ornaments on trees.
Because you want to see it. You need that gratification. You're so excited.
And
you've been working on it.
You can't wait till the next day. From a mood perspective.
Yeah.
It's just, you're totally right about that.
Yeah.
But I feel like you can have that feeling every day. To a certain extent.
Not if you paint all your walls white.
You're right. Not if you paint all your walls white. That it's a little harder. But I will tell you, the experience that you're describing in this is something that when we come back, and today's episode is just a general catch up with the coach. But I think what we're going to talk about is how to create that mood in every room, right?
Yeah.
That sort of helps you sort of I don't know, it helps you hold on to the holidays. Because there is something that I want to cover in the next segment, and it's about delivering for people this time of year. And how do we, maybe how do we focus on the giving of creativity? How do we focus on creating the experience instead of just receiving it? Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. So listen, this is going to be a little bit of a, you know, remember we called the Thanksgiving cornucopia?
Yes.
Well, this is going to be the Christmas cornucopia show, I think.
Oh, good.
Because I think it's kind of a catch-all. And I think as it relates to Christmas and the holiday season, and it relates to the spirit of that season, I really do believe that, I don't know, there is something that I think is changing in at least my understanding of how to deliver in true service to clients.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be, and I'm gonna constantly link my perspective in this with the design coach. I'm gonna link it to the pressure people feel to deliver and feel like they have to do it all. Because it's a collaborative angle here that I'm not gonna like, listen, we talk about collaboration on this show a lot, but I wanna relate it to how to actually deliver in true service to be able to create an experience. Because, you know, what you've been describing, whether you're putting a tree outside or whether you're whatever it is where you're going over the top for your holiday and your Christmas decorations, Nancy, mm-hmm. what you're describing there is you're describing extra.
Yeah.
Extra effort, extra creativity, a level of extra. And we do have a text thread with one of our clients. We refer to ourselves as Team Extra because we're always coming up with sort of like the next level of creativity or interesting item or element, mm-hmm. or taking it to the next level. And I will tell you, I have lots of clients that are sort of in that same team photo.
Yeah.
They know that we're willing to go extra for them. And so that there's a vulnerability there that because they know we're willing to do it, the ask is exciting and not a burden.
But I have a feeling that you don't really take on clients that aren't looking for extra. Because then everything would want to be painted white.
You're right about that. At this stage in my career, we have clients who want to create things of beauty,
yeah.
who want to create things that are lasting, and who want to create things that are very personal.
Right.
So it's personal, it's lasting, it's permanent. It's not, I'm doing it for staging to sell the house. I don't know how long I'm going to be here. It's not transient design that we're involved
in. No,
we're involved in legacy design at the Design Coach. We're not going to apologize for that. This is kind of what we do. And we love doing it, but it does require a level of service. And as I reflect back on, because I've probably been off the air now for like a couple weeks.
Yes.
And one of the things that I wanted to sort of share with everybody on what we've been doing is we've been delivering kind of the holidays in support of clients since right before Thanksgiving. We drove out, the team and I took a road trip to Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. I heard about this.
Bedford, Pennsylvania. And it was the first time we had really road tripped together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the only way to do this particular, it was during the government shutdown when we had some, you know, the air schedule, the airlines,
yeah.
It was kind of wonky.
Right.
With all the scans. So we're like, okay, listen, you know, it's only 10 hours.
Only.
Like, by the time I,
no, 10 but, hours in a listen, car by with Philip Sassano.
By the time you get all settled in, you're at least 7 hours if you're flying. Mm-hmm. By the time you travel to the way that we were trying to get to this particular project. So we're like, okay, it's 3 more hours. This sounds like we can make this happen.
Right.
It was the best experience that we had with this particular client. It was so fun. And it was every single partner, every single team member, the client, everybody was so aligned in delivering and getting this house set up for Thanksgiving for this particular family. The true like gratitude of just the exchange of being able to deliver for someone,
mm-hmm.
to be able to come through for someone. If you've ever had that feeling of just being able to like come through for someone, and then you're not doing it for the reciprocation, but then when it comes back to you and you see the satisfaction and you see the joy that it creates and you see the connection points and the love that it fosters. It's really special.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting how many times that's playing itself out, not only at the design coach, but like within my family, within Julie's family. You know, that extra effort.
Mm-hmm.
I think this show and this holiday season needs to be about finding your extra. Because extra is what makes it exciting. And it's actually what is so deflating about the minimalist conversation and the white, okay, mm-hmm. color of the year, is that it leaves out extra. White is not extra. White to me represents possibility. White represents a blank canvas to me. That's what I see.
That's supposed to be color.
Something waiting to be
right.
Something.
Waiting to be. That's right.
Right?
Perfect.
Like white is yes. like, to me, it's anticipation.
Of
like
color.
If I had to sum up white, it's like, great. What's next?
Good
like
start.
That's what, yeah. Great. Awesome. You know what I mean?
Now what?
Now I look at drywall very similarly.
Right.
You know, I look at drywall and I'm like, now what?
Right.
Like, awesome. Like, okay, it could be a color. Baseline. Understand. But what else could it be?
Thank you for the opportunity.
Right. What kind of wonderful combinations can you put together? And I think it's really appropriate, especially for this show, as I've been having these one-on-one personal experiences delivering for clients for the holidays. That there's something that if you just begin to think about how to replicate that year round, that's sort of the true sense of service. Like, we shouldn't be waiting for a season of giving to give.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be waiting for a holiday, right, to be on our best behavior. We shouldn't be waiting, right, for the end of the year to be able to think about how we sort of deliver extra to the ones we love in the interiors that we know we all want to create. And you know, there is this, especially since we live in such a social media driven, dominated society, we're always looking at the things, we tend to look at it with a deficit mindset and almost a coveting mindset. You know, we look at these feeds and we're like, oh, I wish I could have that, or someday I'll have that, or how can I get that? Okay? Versus taking a look at the clay that you currently have on the wheel and making it the best version of whatever
you want.
You can sculpt in that moment. And what's interesting is we actually did that. You know, when we went to go get this particular client settled for the holidays, this house is in the middle of a remodel. And I mean, I don't mean just like a remodel. I mean like a really pretty big remodel.
Mm-hmm.
But what we focused on was creating the best environment in each room we could with what was available to us. And that was our focus.
Yeah.
Our focus was maximize it for where it is now.
Yep.
And I think that there's a very powerful lesson, both personally and professionally, that I've been actually, God, it's so rewarding to be able to say, okay, listen, we know that this room is going to be spectacular eventually when it's done. But for right now, in the moment for the holiday, let's make it usable. Let's make it as beautiful as we can, and have that be our focus. Not what we didn't make it or what we didn't get to, but how can we push the envelope to maximize it and make it special?
I find that it's a distraction from what's not finished, right?
'Cause the dirty little secret in design is, newsflash, everybody, you're never done.
Right. Thanks.
I hate to break it to everybody. You're never done. And the whole point is, you're not supposed to be done. You're supposed
this is
true. You're supposed to be constantly upgrading, changing, fixing, playing, creating, mixing, matching, putting in together combinations. That's what makes it interesting.
It should be perpetual. You're right.
It's like your wardrobe.
Otherwise, it's
your
museum.
Your home is your closet, everybody. Yeah. Your home is your closet. You know, and the more combinations and personalities of clothing that you like to try and experiment with, you know, eventually you find what fits. And I think there's, you know, that's really analogous with the design process, is you go through it and you figure out what fits. It's so interesting to me. And here's what I'm loving. I'm loving the fact that I've got some clients who've designed many, many interiors with me, actually multiple homes with me. And they're still raising the bar. They're still on this team extra mindset. And yes, part of it is the fact that they have an appetite for it, but part of it is the fact that they know they have a partner.
Right.
And that's what I really want to focus on, because I'm trying this holiday season, and I want to finish the year trying to be this creative advocate to help people not only see other possibilities, but also say, hey, let's play the long game. Let's not look for short-term gratification in our overall vision. Let's make progress. Let's be excited about the journey instead of worrying about how long it's going to take to get to the destination.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we hear that a lot, and a lot of people sort of talk to that, but I'm living that every day. I mean, I recently went through, and I can take it down to the granular, because listen, I have no problem giving everyone a look behind the curtain at the design coach.
Right.
What I think illustrates this really well is the fact that we just went through a little bit of a restructure where I had to look at the talents of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at the talents of the team who, by the way, are doing such an amazing job dedicating themselves in service to clients. It's remarkable. It's remarkable what I think, because I don't think that any of these people would, some of them wouldn't have even chosen this career path necessarily.
Right.
But they're a part of this team. And it's amazing what I would consider really grounded, ordinary people, how they can become extraordinary and mm-hmm. do extraordinary things when they do it together. I mean, these are really down-to-earth people.
Right.
I love that it's sort of like it's got a Midwestern thread, obviously, because that's where we're located.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a common sense thread to us where we're always evaluating, like, do we need that? And it's like, no, you don't need that. But that's how you end up with everything being, you know, the same forever.
Right.
It's not about the need. It's about whether or not you can explore a new side. Okay? And I think when we come back from the break, what I want to really focus on is, you know, sometimes it's just about taking the mindset and finding, putting people in fertile soil. Because maybe when they're not in fertile soil, they don't grow. When they're not in the right environment, they don't grow. So this holiday season, how are you focused on creating, crafting, and promoting better environments? And if you don't think that that links to decoration, it absolutely does. It absolutely links to design because it has a level of intentionality that matters. Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Welcome back, everyone. I wish people could hear the off-air stuff. We should just
juicy.
We should just run it the whole time.
Anyway,
welcome back.
Not.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. And on this Coach Ketchup, Christmas Cornucopia, and how we deliver for the holiday season for the ones we love, what does that really look like? That's kind of what we're talking about.
Can I just ask you a question about your team?
Sure. Love talking about the team. They're killing it right now. I'm so proud of them. I'm finishing the year. I'm just so incredibly grateful for the fact that when you see people grow.
Mm-hmm.
And especially as I referred to in the last segment, when I did this little realignment where all I did was take the same team members and I just paired them differently within different business units. It's in 1.5 weeks, the level of intentionality, excitement, and passion just from shifting them into a different environment based on their skill sets and based on what because I had time to evaluate their passions.
Right.
And not just their passions, but also their level of fascination with things. Because you want that curiosity is so important,
right,
to being a good service provider. Curiosity—it's what's missing in most service providers' profiles—is curiosity, asking the follow-up question on how I can deliver extra for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's missing in a lot of to some extent, we've litigated that and we've contracted that level of fascination out because they want it for a discount.
Nobody,
which
asks.
You and I talked about at the break,
right?
Okay, you can absolutely. You could absolutely discount the intentionality out of a deal.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And out of a project.
100%.
Because all you're doing is you're looking for it for the lowest price.
Right. And if you want
those are the projects we walk away from.
Right, right.
That's what we walk away from those people.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not how we roll. Like what we want is how can we deliver a fair price or a value, a really good value for really great ideas and service. I'm just so proud of them. But would you have a question about the team?
I do. Raise my hand.
Yes, you in the front. And of course, the Christmas plaid.
Yes.
I'm loving.
Well, I always wear a plaid on this show. Hello. I'm flannel.
It's required.
Even in the summer.
It's a required uniform.
There's a dress code. I would imagine that this time of the year, from let's say 1st of November until, you know, the end of December or so, when the extra stuff that you, the extra, extra stuff that you get to do, the Christmas decor, you know, the just the different gatherings with clients.
Yeah.
And because
I mean, there's no denying
family.
There's a higher sense of nesting.
Absolutely.
Because people are going to be gathering.
Right. I would imagine that this is like the red carpet time of year that your team just salivates over, that they spend all year looking forward to be not just doing the extra that they do every day, but the extra extra. Because like you said, your theory is Christmas, there are no rules. Glam it up, make it beautiful, make it pop, make it colorful, make it happy, make it joyful. I would bet that your team is nearly euphoric over this time of the year because they just get to take all that stuff they do and multiply it by 20.
We have several projects right now, Nancy, where we're delivering projects that are a surprise to the family.
Ah, cool.
And it's not just one. Like, I have a client who is doing a project for her husband that she's always wanted to do, and she is not allowing him to go into the room until we're done.
Right.
She basically gave me and our team creative carte blanche to do with her. I mean, we did it with her.
Of course.
Kind of, if we could dream it up, what would it look like? And we're delivering an interior of a room for her husband, and I'm getting texts like, oh my gosh, just took a peek. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm like, the fact that, because listen, we do see our service as a gift. I think that's really important for people to understand that year round, regardless of the season, we do believe that what we do is a gift. It's an offering.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we monetize it. And yes, we charge for it. But that's not the reason we do it. The reason we do it is because we want to be in a position of walking into a space and leaving it better and more beautiful because of our involvement.
Mm-hmm. Well, you share.
Well, and you have to, you don't just do that because it's transactional. You do that because you truly love. You're putting love into the space. Because to me, creativity sharing is a cousin to love.
Right.
Like, it just is.
It's certainly a representative
and because,
of love.
Because we're born of an artistic spirit at the Design Coach, because that's emanates from its founder, me, I take a creative approach to all of these things. And so I think what's interesting is we also have a family that has purchased a home for a mom and dad.
Aww.
And the family purchased this home, and the mom and dad have no idea. And they're unveiling it to them for Christmas.
Oh my God.
And so when you talk about the Christmas decorations and setup, right now my team is actively involved in delivering this gift. And we're the ones putting it together. And when I say to you putting it together, we're the ones working with the kids to be able to stock it, put it together, and make it a home. Take this newly purchased asset for this family and turn it into an amazing experience for Christmas.
Oh my God.
What an amazing opportunity and gift we have.
You're gonna cry.
To be able to do that. And
yeah.
and these are, you know, these opportunities that come our way have such a level of personal attachment to them. That's why when design gets transactional, or it just gets trend driven, or it just gets into the cosmetic, it falls apart for us.
Yeah.
And there are so many people that do come to us and they're like, well, I don't really care about that. I don't really care about that. I just want it to look good. It's like, that's not who we are.
Mm-mm.
You know, we're not looking for that at the Design Coach. That's not, and I don't want you looking for that in the holiday season. So I can speak to delivering for the holiday in a profound, because our team, that's what our team does.
Right.
We deliver for clients all the time.
Right.
Not just in season, but as it relates to our show topic today, Nancy, you're right. How are you right now? If you're sitting there and you're listening to this program, how are you thinking about delivering a little bit extra this holiday season for your family, for your loved ones, for your friends, for the people who kind of make your life work. I will tell you right now, we talked about like this team, and like I had a goal. This was back in like, we had a bunch of new team members that came on mid-year. And this is a, listen, the Design Coach is a fast-paced moving business, and whiplash, professional whiplash is a thing.
100%.
Especially with people think they know what we do. If you really look at our service offering, where I'm dealing with an insurance hurricane mitigation on one end, and then how many brats are in the fridge, that's my service offering. I'm not kidding you. I'm dealing with an insurance adjuster in Florida one minute, and then the next minute is, by the way, did the dog get walked?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I never thought that that would be the service arc that I would be creating, but I also knew that it could be done and that it was valued. But I also knew that I needed to put together the right team. And what I realized is, by just trying to solve the problem and think more creatively, I was able to make this minor adjustment that has my team in the right position, in the right roles at the end of the year. And I'm so excited. And that it's actually coming back to me in ways where they're like, I didn't see it. I know you saw it. Thank you. And I'm like, don't thank me. Like, we need you.
Right.
Like, we need our people. Like, I need my team to be able to deliver for my clients. I know that it's not all about me. And I think I want to impress upon people on today's show, it's not all about you. So don't accept the burden. Don't accept the burden and then complain about it. Also, don't hoard the burden and then complain about it.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of like, I'm going to do it all and then I'm going to complain nobody helps me. Well, maybe you're just a crummy collaborator. Okay, don't do that. So I think what I want to explore on the next, you know, minutes that we have here on the show is, you know, this true nature of delivering extra requires help and effort. You know, when I go back to some of my favorite ways to think about like elevating it and how it actually really creates an experience, I'm just going to share something very simply. Like we, you know, when my kids came back for the holiday for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. we just, you know, we create a holiday menu for both Easter and for like Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Right.
And we went into the lab, which is what I call my bar at my house.
Yeah.
And we created our holiday menu, and we probably dumped more alcohol than we, you know, probably consumed. But we also were into sort of making mocktails because I have a bunch of people who don't drink.
Right.
So it required us to sort of sit down. Luke and I did this together, and we were sort of thinking about the cocktails. And I like to have at least an offering from each spirit. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll share these with you guys next week. We'll share.
Yes,
our holiday
next
menu.
Week. Woo!
But what
question?
Yes.
Is Julie in town?
She is. I will see if she's available.
Yes. Because we share the same taste. We like the same things, and it's
and
fun
you know
to
what?
Have her
it's her yearly appearance on the show.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right around the holiday
yes.
season. Anyway. So we'll see. I'll see if we can get her in.
Yeah. Proceed.
Yes. But what was interesting about that exercise was, we were really like we've created a lot of cocktails.
Yeah.
And I mean like a lot of cocktails
yeah.
over the years that we've had this bar. So we really had to like, we had to dig deep. We had to dig deep and we found some offerings that were like really, really innovative. But I will tell you, the minute our guests and our family came for Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
they came to the bar. They knew that I would have an offering of both non-alcoholic and alcoholic drinks.
Right.
And they knew they could find something that would excite them, that would be something different. And they looked forward to the experience because they knew I had put in the extra effort or we had put in the extra effort to make it special.
Right. Personal.
That's the yeah. gift, everybody. The gift isn't doing the obligatory. The gift isn't doing what you've always done. And listen, I'm a big fan of tradition. I am. Like, I love traditions. I have a lot of them in my family. The ravioli making is coming. Okay? The ravioli making video is coming. And mm-hmm. for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you'll find out. Okay? But what I'm loving is we always give it a twist. You got to give it something new. You've got to give it something special.
There's a big, yeah, there's a big difference between.
And you have to give it something extra.
There's a big difference between traditional. Mm-hmm. And what's the word I want to look and just cookie cuttering it every time.
And obligatory.
Yeah. Obligatory. That's
You know, for so many, the shame is that so many things become a have to instead of a want to.
That's it. That's where it is.
Yeah, you know, I hear a lot of people. I think the biggest thing that I find is, I feel like it's such a, like, people are like, well, like, I love the holidays, but I always do it by myself. Well, then you're doing it wrong. Newsflash. You're doing it wrong. And one of the things that I had to impress upon my team was that if you feel like it's all about you, and I don't care what side of my business you're in, whether it's lifestyle or design build or design and decoration, you're all an interconnected team. You're all an interconnected team.
Yeah, none of them can do what they do without the other ones.
Correct.
Right.
So the surrender, the surrender to how do I get you onto Team Extra to create an extra exciting and interesting experience for the holidays is something you have to see if you can recruit and find. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to take it next level in both the recruitment and the execution of an extra special holiday season. Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1.
If you've missed all or part of the show, you can always check it out at lake961.com and Spotify.
Here's the nuance, Nancy, and by the way, you're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sasano. You want to hear previous shows also about what we talk about, and you can also go to Spotify and lake961.com, but I wanted to in this last segment, Nancy, explore a nuance I think I need. I really want to expound on it because it's made the difference for me with my coaching. I think, you know, listen, when I had smaller teams, I didn't have to coach as hard because I didn't have as many personalities and people. I didn't have to galvanize a larger size team in order to move in the same direction. I would liken it to, you know, if it's just a one-on-one, you know, maybe you have two or three people who are in it with you.
Mm-hmm.
The level of communication is a little different. But when your organization gets larger, like ours has, and when your responsibilities get bigger, and when your projects go national, you know, there's a level of coaching that requires a difference, a very important nuance between sharing and teaching. And telling. See, and here's where I think a lot of the traditions and the lack of involvement that people feel in the holiday season and the lack of collaboration is we're not very good all the time at pulling people close to us to sort of share and teach. There is something, especially when it's done in a way that doesn't feel obligatory, like you're actually trying to connect. I will tell you that one of the biggest differences in my team has been my ability to say, okay, I've got 25 plus years in this business delivering all of these creative outcomes. And I mean creative outcomes I would never have imagined that I would have. And it's not just interior design, it's art, it's contracting, it's across the board. It is the breath to me sometimes boggles my mind how I'm able to plug into all of these different areas because I've just been moving through it. I haven't really been thinking about it. I'm I'm absorbing.
Right.
The curiosity lid that opens when you're really kind about, hey, let me share something with you. Let me tell you why this has worked and why I know it will work for you. If you'll give me a few minutes, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
When you open the door respectfully and kindly and you make time for it and it's not rushed, people feel immediately valued. They feel like you're going to share some sort of interesting secret or knowledge. I know this because I know that I've had a lot of teachers over the years where they've almost approached the classroom like it's our own little club. Like, hey, let me share with you my love, fascination, and curiosity for this particular subject matter.
Except not algebra.
Yeah, but
nobody's
even the ones
curious about algebra.
But even subjects I didn't love, when I had an engaged teacher that understood how to make it exciting, I did respond to their level of fascination and passion.
100%. Makes it more intimate.
But that's where the cancer is, the obligatory.
Mm-hmm.
When it feels obligatory, they know. People can feel that. that you're just doing it to do it.
Just to get the grade. Right.
People know when you're mailing it in. And so when this, when we talk about this concept of extra, it is an extra level of attention, care, communication, sharing, and teaching that allows you to deliver extra and also invites people into the process. This is where I find the holidays go wrong when people are like, well, I love the holidays, but I end up doing all the work. Well, that means that at least at some point you haven't coached and taught to be able to deputize and to empower. Because that's what it takes to really deliver like big things.
Okay, but you know you're talking to all the people. You know you're talking to all the moms out there, right? Because the moms are like, I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, but it cuts both ways. It's also like one of the things I think my wife is amazing at is like when I've been recently trying to help out in the kitchen more. She will give me very specific tasks, but she's very kind about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, this is where I really need you. And you know what people, and she'll even say that, like, oh, I could really use you here. You know what people want to feel? People want to feel needed. They want to feel wanted. I think there's something in just the human psyche that says, I want to be wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come through for you. And I think as long as you don't ask them to come through for you in crazy ways that are totally outside their scope or their skill set or their ability.
Right.
Right. But what was interesting about this alignment that I just did with the team is it's very analogous to what we do in families, which is don't put your kids in charge of things that I know that are above their pay grade.
They can't cook the ham.
Don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then also, if you task them, don't dive in and micromanage it.
Right.
Let them do it. Let them fail that first holiday a little bit, right?
So just so listeners understand, right. We had the quick conversation during the commercial break, yes, about this is a subject. Moms will say, I'll just do it myself, because they say, kids, put the ornaments on the tree. And then they put all the ornaments in one little bunch. And then when the kids go to bed, the moms fix it anyway.
That's okay, because you invited them into the process.
Right.
See, I think what we don't do, and listen, I did this. I felt like I was the expert in the room. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs do this when they're growing their organizations. And I'm just so pleased that by the end of 2025, I'm there. I'm to a point where I really feel like I can go into any part of my business, any kind of my client relationship, and I can empower, inspire, inform, and execute. That, to me, is an amazing gift.
And
now
is.
I just want more of it. But the spirit of it is the giving. The spirit of it is the coaching. The spirit of it is the teaching. And the spirit of it is extra. Are you really giving extra? Are you? Because here's what I see. You want to paint your interior white? That's not extra. Okay? You in the front.
Okay, but also painting the whole interior white, thinking that everything else in the room is going to be like super colorful and all that kind of stuff, it doesn't feel to me like extra either.
I know, but the lesson of the holiday season, if you just take it, and I don't care where you fall in the religious category on this, there's a lot, like this is a time of year so many cultures celebrate the year-end wrap-up.
Right.
Right? They just celebrate the season.
Isn't it Hanukkah right now?
It's just, listen, yeah, it's just global. And it's in this spirit that it's all about extra.
Mm-hmm.
Extra remembrance, extra thought, extra care, okay? Extra experience, extra decoration, extra celebration. So why are you delivering anything less than extra? That's on you. You want to make a change? This is the perfect time of year to do it. All right, if you're just done, if you're just like, I'm done, I need a new perspective, I need a change, now's the time to start. And I know right now in the holiday season, it can be difficult to, there's a lot of people going through a lot of stuff, but everybody's going through stuff. Most people are going through stuff.
Yeah.
They have stuff.
Yeah.
The difference is the mindset with which you are still able to deliver through your own mess. You know, there's a selflessness that I think we've under-celebrated. Unless a particular area of the country is hit with tragedy, then all of a sudden we rise to the occasion. We also honor that because I think that that's really great. The way, especially in this country, where we're able to band together to sort of support communities, right, in moments of hardship and tragedy, I think is amazing. But we should be doing that in a micro sense and in a smaller sense for each other throughout the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
We should be wanting to try to come through for people. And I think that's not the way. I think right now we're under having, like, we're not having that conversation enough. How do you go to your job and be the go-to person in small ways? How do you go to your family and of course be the person someone can lean on? How do you go into almost any philanthropic environment or volunteer environment and do the same for your community, for your church, for your organization? How do you put on the sash of I'm an ambassador for extra and say this holiday season, I'm going to be about that. I'm going to be about that. I'm going to be about I got you.
And you don't have to flood extra.
No.
You can sprinkle that stuff like glitter.
And you don't have to buy it either.
No.
What you can do is you can just be active and engaged. And I think that's what's made the difference. You know, when I talk and I refer back to sort of like the way we're sort of delivering for clients, my team is able to deliver extra because we're investing extra in them. You know, listen, this is where I think corporations have gone horribly wrong. We've taken the humanity out of business. We're all too often wanting to throw the Godfather, you know, at the, which by the way, if you think about the way that, like, it's just a horrible message to say it's not personal, it's just business. I'm sorry. Business is done by humans, at least for now.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, it's done and executed by and for people. So how can you strip it of its humanity? It just seems ridiculous. But we've litigated that out too.
Yeah.
There's things we can't say. I was so encouraged to hear one of the speakers at Design Chicago talk about love in business. You know, she was the keynote speaker. And it was so fascinating to hear about, like, because that's in especially in what we do, Nancy, what we do requires a level of sacrifice and understanding and patience that can only be born from a selfless love of just wanting to do it for someone and to make their lives and their environments more special.
We have a couple more minutes here, and there's two words that I want you to reflect on.
Okay.
Because I believe that you can open yourself up to extra a lot more and open your mind up and absorb the extra that you are giving out, plus what else, you know, you have to be aware that other people are trying to give you the extra and accept that. But there's two other words there that you, flexibility and patience. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then my message would be, like I said, my kids were little. I wanted the Christmas tree to be perfect.
Yeah.
They wanted to hang ornaments. They're all hung in one, you know, in one area, I would fix it when they went to bed. Okay. Yeah. A grandma, a nana, will let the grandkids put the ornaments on in that little section. No ornaments anywhere else on the tree, mm-hmm. except for where they could reach, mm-hmm. and leave it there the entire holiday season. My message would be a nana, mm-hmm. patient, flexible, accept the extra that other people are trying to give to you as well.
100%. It cannot look the way you think it should look.
Not always.
In fact, that's the beauty of it. If I were to tell you that every vision that I had as a designer and as an artist, every vision I had as a contractor as well, if I told you that the end result looked exactly the way that I had planned it, no, because so many people brought their hands to the clay on the wheel and shaped it in ways that my two hands could not. I'm going to tell you that if you can find a way to coach and teach, if you can find a way to open your hearts and your minds and your honestly your time and even your wallet to be able to sort of really create an extra experience in a way that is genuine and from your heart, I'm going to tell you that there are bonds and connection points that will make your holiday so much better. Because that hug isn't always going to look the way you think it should. It's not always going to be as the way you think it's going to feel. And you're going to let people know that that's okay. Because you're happy they're here. You're happy you're together. And you're just trying to make progress together. And there are families out there who are just trying to make progress. There are so many of us out there. We're just trying to be better tomorrow than we were today. But it requires extra. This holiday season, let's see if we can all get on Team Extra and create a holiday season so far beyond what we've ever experienced before.
Okay? It's not just white.
It's not just white. Great tie-up. Great wrap-up, Nance. Anyway, thank you for listening. Enjoy your Sunday, everybody. You've been listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. You've been coached.